Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Bridget, we call to you. Bridget, we honor you. Bridget, we celebrate you. Come to us, be with us, be in us, Bridget, 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 we call to you, Bridget, we honor you, Bridget, we celebrate you. Come to us, be with us, be in us, Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. Bright Bridget blessings. This is Selena Fox, and I'm coming to you on CSNT, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, and this is my Nature Spirituality Podcast, and tonight we are exploring Bridget invocations and meditations. Imbolc is coming, and that typically is end of January, early February in the Northern Hemisphere, end of July, early August in the Southern Hemisphere. And one of the ways to celebrate that holiday is by attuning to and communing with and working with the Celtic goddess Bridget. The festival is sometimes known as Bridget's Day, Bridget's Night, Bridget's Festival. In addition to the name Imbolc, I-M-B-O-L-C, it goes by a variety of names, and yes, over the years, Bridget continued to be honored, and as Europe became Christianized in the Dark Ages and the Middle Ages and into contemporary times, Bridget became Saint Bridget. So tonight, I share with you a brand new workshop on invoking Bridget and meditating with Bridget, not only in connection with Imbolc celebrations, but throughout the year. My own journey with connecting with Bridget began many years ago, early on in my priestess life. I have felt a resonance with her. Some forms of the divine we feel drawn to, and we develop that relationship. Some forms of the divine come to us, and that's how the connection happens. And sometimes our connections with one or more forms of the divine comes in multiple ways, and that's been the case with me and Bridget. I've felt an affinity with her since early on in this life, and then later on, as I did genealogical research, I realized that on my father's mother's side, I'm descended from people who are said by oral family history, and some of it's made into some history books, that I'm descended from people who kept her sacred site in Fife, Scotland. So for me, I celebrate Bridget not only as part of Imbolc, but I'm a year-round Bridget priestess. Yes, I work with other forms of the divine, but tonight we're going to be focusing on Bridget. Bridget as an all goddess with multiple dimensions to her, and as a goddess with particular aspects. I have with me some symbols that I'll be working with tonight. One of those symbols is the swan. And swans have been sacred to Bridget through the ages and across cultures. And in my own family line, the Weems family, which also has connections with what's known as the Macduff clan in Scotland, our symbol for our family is a swan. And when I was over in Scotland about 25 years ago or so, I actually got to see multiple renditions of the swan. One of my favorite ways of invoking Bridget is with a drum. And on my Bridget drum, I not only have the face of Bridget, but there are swans that are woven into the design. So one way to connect with Bridget, invoking her and meditating with her, is picking one of her aspects and a symbol connected with that aspect. I'm going to share with you some rhythms for Bridget. Bridget of the Sacred Swan. 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 Come to us, guide us, inspire us, transform us, Bridget of the Sacred Swan. So we invoke her, we work with her symbol in this aspect, and now I invite you to join me in imagining Bridget in the shape of a beautiful swan. Typically swans in this capacity, white swans, curved neck and beautiful beak, floating on water. And I invite you, as you call this image up in mind, and connect with the power of Bridget of the Sacred Swan, let that be the focus of your whole consciousness for a few moments. Bridget of the Sacred Swan. Bridget of the Sacred Swan. Bridget of the Sacred Swan. Bless us with your wisdom. Bless us with your grace. Bless us with your power. And as you continue to envision Bridget as a sacred swan, I invite you to imagine yourself magically connecting with the swan you're imagining, touching the swan, being with the swan, and then becoming the swan. Becoming the swan and moving through time and space with wisdom and grace, and with the power to transform. Spend a few moments as you imagine yourself and your Bridget Swan resonance journeying with that image and that experience. And then give thanks to Bridget in this form. Return to the here and now. And reflect a few moments on what it was like to work with Bridget in this way. Bridget as Swan represents power and the ability to connect with wisdom deep within our being. Bridget as Swan represents the ability to work with our mind in useful and constructive ways, in wise ways. And Bridget as Swan guides us in transformation. So we give thanks to Bridget of the Sacred Swan. So that's an example of working with Bridget in a particular form, one that's less known than some of her other aspects. There are many tales of magical swans and humans shape-shifting into swan form. I have found that when I have a need to get a boost and to not only have creative inspiration, but strength for perseverance, that the swan is a powerful way to connect with Bridget and help me break through whatever mental, emotional, social, energetic, physiological blocks might be going on as I attempt to address some particular circumstance or situation. Now, another aspect of Bridget is that of fire. She is the goddess of the flame. Not only a candle flame, but hearth fires and bonfires and creative fires. So one way to invoke Bridget and meditate with her is to have a candle. Kindle that candle and call on Bridget in one of her fiery ways. And then to follow that up with a meditation as you gaze on the fire of the flame of the candle and resonate with her. So one of my favorite Bridget chants, it's a very simple chant, I had this come to me a number of years ago, is something that's perfect for Imbolc time. Many people will be kindling candles as a way of honoring Bridget at this time. And the words are simple. Bridget fire, come inspire. And if you decide that you would like to do this invocation wherever you may be, if you have an actual candle and you want to get that handy and to kindle it while chanting, do that, but not necessary. You can imagine the candle. And for those of you who are watching on my Selena Fox Updates Facebook live stream, you can actually see the candle I lit. And I share you this form of Bridget invocation followed by meditation. So what do we want to be inspired with? So one of the things that you can do prior then to doing a Bridget invocation and a meditation is set your intention in place. And I suggest, since we're together, and I'm so glad to see so many people joining me on Facebook Live, as well as thankful for everyone who's listening to our internet radio network, that this intention can be to get some inspiration about an additional way to work with Bridget at Emil. Now, if you are tuned in from Brazil or some other place in the Southern Hemisphere, well, you can still do this because in 6 months you'll have an opportunity to prepare for Emil. So imagine that you are kindling a candle or work with the candle that I have kindled, or envision a candle being lit by Bridget herself, and join me in this chant. Bridget fire, come inspire. 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 And now in the next few moments of quiet, imagine the power of that flame of Bridget as fire goddess, goddess of inspiration, being with you in the form of a radiant light. Experience that light within you and around you. In addition to with the candle, experience yourself one with the sacred flame of Bridget, the flame of inspiration. And now in the next few moments, as I whisper this chant, see what comes to you about an additional way, a way to work with Bridget at Imwalk in your own personal ways of celebrating. Bridget fire, come inspire. Bridget fire, come inspire. Bridget fire, come inspire. Guidance on Bridget, connections at Imwalk. Guidance on Bridget, work at Imwalk. Inspiration. And pay attention to whatever image or idea comes to you as we do this short meditation together. And as you feel complete with that, give thanks to Bridget and the sacred fire. And know that that fire chant, that invocation, that meditation can be something that you can work with as part of your own celebration. And whatever guidance you've received, whether it comes now or perhaps it will come later in a dream or a daydream or a flash of insight, make a note of it that helps anchor it in your awareness and your memory. Thank you, Bridget of the Sacred Fire. Now, another way you can work with Bridget and the Sacred Fire is to actually have a piece of art. And I have a Bridget fire image. She's carrying a flame and she has a hearth behind her and a cauldron before her. And I have used this particular image along with that chant as a way of connecting with Bridget and the sacred fire for inspiration. But Bridget of the sacred fire can be used in other ways. A friend of mine, Joanna Powell Colbert, who's an excellent artist, created an image of Bridget and the sacred fire. Here in her artwork, she not only has the fire of the sun behind her head, but just as in the sculpture I have, she's actually holding flame. And I share with you another invocation and way of working with Bridget for invocation and meditation. We call her the Lady of the Sacred Flame. And this time, we do a meditation on one or more situations or individuals, loved ones, that are in need of healing. The words are, Lady of the Sacred Flame, bring healing to those we name. And the chant goes like this. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bring healing to those we name. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bring healing to those we name. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bring healing to those we name. We invoke her and we imagine a beautiful sacred flame held by Bridget, a flame of healing light. And in the next few moments of quiet as we meditate together, whisper the name or names of situations of loved ones in need of healing. Healing with the sacred flame. Healing with the sacred flame. Healing with the sacred flame. And as you continue to meditate, imagine each of those situations, individuals, glowing with the light of Bridget, the light of healing, light that cleanses away obstacles to well-being, light that nurtures and heals and transforms, the light of wellness. Healing blessings, healing blessings, bright Bridget, healing blessings, bright Bridget, healing blessings, bright Bridget, healing blessings. So be it. We give thanks to Bridget, Lady of the Sacred Flame. Continue to be with us and to watch over those situations, those individuals, those in need of healing. So be it. Now you'll notice that in doing these invocations and meditations, and I'm sharing these in this workshop, knowing that you can take these ideas and these techniques and work with them and have a longer period of time to do the work that seems to resonate the most with you. So having the focus, doing the invocation, doing the meditation, third part, really important, Thanksgiving. If you're going to be invoking Bridget, communing with her, it is really important as part of completing the circle of sacred work to also express thanksgiving. Now, I've given some examples of working with Bridget in a really particular way. Now, there are some who like to work with Bridget in a more multifaceted way. I happen to have an icon that Heidi Sutton did a number of years ago, and I was speaking in Michigan and was able to connect with her directly and get this wonderful Bridget healing image. You have Bridget with the anvil. You have Bridget with a sheep in the background, Bridget with land, with the swan, with fire in her head and water. You see so many different forms of Bridget all here. And yes, she has a pen representing inspiration and the anvil, not only smithcraft, but transformation. You know, Bridget has so many different aspects. And so this is an example of a way of working with a piece of artwork that has multiple aspects of Bridget all represented. Now, this is just one aspect, one way of connecting with her. Some art actually focuses on the three aspects of her. She who's healer and midwife, she who is of the forge and transformation, and she of inspiration and the bards. So you might have a triple Bridget, either artwork, illustration, or sculpture that you work with. There's a number of different ways of working with what I call multifaceted Bridget. And in calling on Bridget in that way, one way that I have found, because we often will have multiple images of Bridget at our Imbolc ceremonies every year. Circle Sanctuary celebrates Imbolc with a big community ritual. Well, in 2022, where we are now, we're having it online. So there'll be a way to connect that way. Pre-pandemic, when we were in person, we often not only had candles and water and those attributes of Bridget represented, but many different images of her. And one of the real powerful ways of doing a ceremony for yourself or with others and invoking her and her in a multifaceted way is to use her name. Now, there are a variety of different names for Bridget. And Bridget, B-R-I-G-I-D, is the way that many of us will spell it and pronounce it. However, one of the Gaelic ways of pronouncing her name that I've learned is Brige. Now, another way is bride or bridie. In fact, one of the images I have is a bridie doll. And an old tradition is to actually have an image of Bridget and to make a little bed for her. I have a little basket that I have this bridie doll in. And then on Bridget night, is to call upon her to come and be part of your household, to come into your home. And some people will use a bridie bed to connect in particular with fertility. Well, some people will have a bridie bed on our altar. Some will have a Bridget mantle. Some will have a Bridget cross. All sorts of different symbols. So bridie is one of her names, and bride, here comes the bride, is derived from her name. In fact, there are a number of place names. Bridie is one of them, Bridewell. Basically, Bridget's well, because she's not only a goddess of fire, but of water, and she has many aspects. So pick a name that you will be using that represents Bridget in her more universal, multifaceted way. And then use her name and chant it or speak it or whisper it or think it, depending on what your circumstances and environment is. Now, I happen to live out in a rural location. I live in a forest. In fact, it's an oak forest. That's something else connected with Bridget. And I'm pretty far away from neighbors, so I can chant quite loudly and not run the risk of interrupting others or creating a situation where people are going to come and interrupt me to figure out what's going on. But if you're in an apartment, in a shared room, or in some kind of environment where chanting loudly is probably not the best choice because it may bring unwanted interruption or attention, then it can be powerful to whisper Bridget's name or to say it in just a conversational name or tone. So there's lots of different volumes and tones and whatever. So I invite you to join me in calling on Bridget in her multifaceted, universal goddess. Yes, she began as a Celtic goddess, and although Celtic tribes were really different from each other and in different places, and then you add the time factor where groups of people change over time. So there's lots of different varieties of Celtic peoples and groups. But, you know, Bridget, by one or more of her names and images, was pretty much honored across the Celtic world. So we're going to honor her as a Celtic goddess, but since that time, she also has evolved to be an interreligious, international, multilingual, multicultural goddess. So as I do a chanting of her name, Bridget, I invite you to join me, and this time, let us meditate on Bridget and her ability to not only survive, but to thrive and to be multifaceted, to be present for humankind in many ways, in many countries, in a variety of different ways. Yes, as a Catholic saint, Saint Bridget, not only strong in Ireland, but some other parts of the world as well. Bridget as Celtic goddess, and Bridget as a multicultural and interreligious goddess. So we call on Bridget using her name as the chant. Bridget, Bridget. Celebrating Bridget, celebrating Bridget's diversity, celebrating Bridget across time and across cultures, celebrating Bridget across faith traditions and communities, celebrating Bridget across languages, celebrating Bridget of past, present, and yes, future. We celebrate you, Bridget, and give thanks to you as we continue our explorations of invoking and meditating with you continue to be in us and with us, guide us, teach us, aid us in developing and deepening, strengthening our relationship with you. So be it. Bright Bridget blessings. So yes, using her name and having a meditation that is celebration can be a fabulous thing to do at Emerald time. I also would like to share with you another piece of art and another way of working with Bridget. I've been very involved in interreligious work over the years. And in 1999, I was one of the speakers at the Parliament of the World's Religions, which was held in Cape Town, South Africa that year. And I celebrate Rowan Fairgrove, who was there. There was a multifaceted pagan contingent. There were people from Circle Sanctuary from several countries that were at that event, as well as people from a variety of different traditions. And Rowan brought this image of Bridget holding planet Earth in her hands. And she created a poster, "May Peace Prevail on Earth," and this is part of a project in which peace poles are established in different parts of the world. So I have with me an image that was part of an international interreligious gathering, and not only did I do my own personal Bridget work at that gathering, but I had the opportunity to do a presentation on Bridget. And I want to give thanks to the Carillions who were there, and their craft tradition was well represented, and Ed Hubbard and Don Lewis and a variety of other people from the Carillion Wiccan tradition happened to be at that parliament, as we'd been together at a variety of parliaments. And I did a workshop, and they have Magic TV and recorded it. So yes, there is a part one and part two of my Bridget workshop in Cape Town, South Africa, which was attended not only by the pagans, many of the pagans that were at that event, but from Roman Catholics and people from a variety of different religions. So I have Bridget with an image of her blessing the world and with a focus on peace. One of the ways that I invoke Bridget and do a meditation is through a kind of benediction. And I've done this at passage rites and all sorts of ceremonies, and I'd like to share this with you. And the chant itself becomes a meditation. Bridget, peace upon us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget, peace around us. Inner peace. World peace, Bridget, peace upon us, Bridget, peace within us, Bridget, peace around us, inner peace, world peace, Bridget, upon us, Bridget, peace within us, Bridget, peace. around us, inner peace, world peace, Bridget peace. So be it. May the peace of Bridget not only be upon us, within us, and around us now, but in the times to come. May we work together to manifest that peace in our personal lives, in our lives with other humans, in our life with the biosphere, the creatures, the plants, the ecosystems that are part of planet Earth. May we continue to manifest that peace on Earth and beyond. Bridget, we call to you and thank you. Be in us, be with us. Peace. So be it. So chanting an invocation can be a meditation in of itself. But there's even more ways to work with Bridget, to call upon her, to meditate with her. One of her symbols is the Bridget Cross. It's a solar cross and usually represents the four Celtic fire festivals, which are at the height of each of the four seasons. In some traditions, depending on geographical location, or the beginning of the four seasons in other traditions. In Ireland, Imlach was the start of spring. Here in Wisconsin, USA, north central USA, we're in the depths of winter with the coldest weather. So for us, Imlach is looking for signs of spring as we are going through the depths of winter. In milder climates, it can be the start of spring. Indeed, one of the symbols of Imlach and has been associated with Bridget because of that being her festival time is the snowdrop. Yes, there are places on the planet where the snowdrops are in bloom at the beginning of February in the Northern Hemisphere. It takes a while here in Wisconsin. So in April, we might get them. So the Bridget Cross is a symbol of the sun, a symbol of Bridget. There are some three-legged crosses, and I honor that tradition as well. But what I like about the equal-armed four-cross, you've got the sun wheel in motion. Now, Bridget crosses typically are placed above doorways or in the home to bless the home. But a Bridget cross can be used as a wand to cast a circle. And so I call on Bridget as a goddess of light and sound and spirit to circle around. And of course, there is a chant for that. And so as I invoke her, I'm actually casting a sacred circle with the Bridget Cross. And this can be great for personal ritual, but also for group ritual. And yes, it's a ritual action, but I actually have a more universal approach to meditation. It isn't sitting silently and receiving or contemplating. It can have movement and sound. And one of the reasons when I teach meditation, I point out that there are multiple ways to meditate, is that for some people, it's easier to meditate if you're actually moving, or you're singing or speaking or having some particular action to do. And so there's many ways to move into a meditative state. I also honor the silence and the stillness. But being able to get energized by Bridget as part of calling her and working with her in ritual and meditation is a powerful way to deepen our understanding. The words are circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright. So in working with the Bridget cross, you are invoking Bridget with the chant and working with her in you as you fly around, and it can be a really powerful way to cast a circle. And I am going to move this around our entire little area here in my studio as I guide this chant. Now, a good way to remember the chant, circle of Bridget power. When you think about power and light, in the USA, that's actually connected with utilities. But power and light and with magic. And Bridget is bright. Yes, she is radiant. Her name, some say, is Exalted One. Her original name in the Gaelic meant fiery arrow, and there's some people who still use that image. And so this is one of the Bridget circle casting invocations and meditations I'd like to share with you. Circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright, circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright, circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright. Imagine a light around you glowing with Bridget's light. Meditate on that for the next few moments of quiet. And then give thanks to Bridget. And take a bit of that light into yourself to guide you in your work, your studies, your connections with Bridget. Well, Bridget also is a goddess of water. And one way of working with Bridget as a goddess of water is to have some kind of vessel and to have water in that vessel and to turn it into a Bridget well or a Bridget Spring at Circle Sanctuary Land, which is in southwestern Wisconsin, USA. We have a spring that's year-round. Yes, even in the depths of winter, we have that spring, and we gather water from that. I've taken a bit of that water and a bit of water from Bridget's sacred well in Kildare, Ireland, which was gifted to me by one of our community members that was over there. And I've taken a few drops of that and added it to this water. However, you don't have to go to Heroics to actually get a bit of Bridget water from a Bridget holy place. Actually, having some water and enchanting the water, invoking Bridget into the water is something that you can do as part of a way of having Bridget in your life and on your altar. and I'm going to move some of my objects around here a bit and get my All Bridges image back up here. Yes, I'm hoping that as I move forward, we will have some real opportunities to have bigger studio space. But we're still in a pandemic now, and that gives us opportunities to use Bridget energetically. So I'm bringing her up, and you'll see in her All Goddess form, there's lots of water here. And yes, water connected with Bridget. There's actually different places that are named, not just Brightwell, but rivers and things that are connected. Now, there's a number of different ways to call on Bridget, and there's so many different kinds of chants, and I have a Bridget of the Sacred Spring chant that I have used for her. And I also created a chant many years ago, and a friend of mine, Celia Farron, who is a bard extraordinaire, set it to music. So there's a way that you can call on Bridget of the Sacred Waters, and that chant makes an appearance often in social media around this time of year, and you can also find it on Celia Online. So she and I actually did a recording of the chant together. I came up with the words, and then she put it to music. I'm going to do a different Bridget of the Sacred Waters chant here, and a way to do this is to hold some water before you, and I have a cauldron that is my Bridget cauldron, and we're going to call on Bridget for healing with this water. And if you happen to be in a place where you can get a cup of water, a small glass of water, well, you can do that and go along with me, or you can imagine that you have a chalice or a cauldron or a bowl of water. So in this form of meditation, we're going to call on Bridget of the Sacred Waters to bless this water. And then the meditation not only takes the form of anointing, but you may want to gaze into the water as its own kind of meditation. Have it be a scrying experience. Bridget of the Sacred Waters, Bridget of the Sacred Waters, Bridget of the Sacred Waters, healing and well-being, healing and well-being, healing and well-being. Gazing into the water, being one with the water, connecting with the water through anointing, or you may want to take a sip. experiencing the power of Bridget of the Sacred Water before you and within you. We give thanks to Bridget of the Sacred Water. Continue to be part of us, to guide us and flow in us, to aid us with cleansing and inspiration, nurturing, healing, and wellness. So be it. Other invocations that we can do. Well, I mentioned the Bridey bed a little bit ago, and you may want to create a Bridey bed, and you don't actually have to have an actual doll with a face on it. Some people take wheat grains or will take an image of Bridget and actually lay it in a small basket or a little wooden bed. In this case, I actually have combined a number of different things. I have her with the sun at the top of her head, and you'll see a moon, a full moon, and a waxing and waning moon. Many people don't realize, because Bridget is so well known as a fire and water goddess and a triple goddess, that she also has a lunar connection. And while I have not seen this in any of my readings about Bridget that others have put, I've discovered myself through my own Bridget connections that when you take the lunar calendar and the solar calendar and you combine them, well, you have a 19-year connection there. And 19 is a number sacred to Bridget. The Bridey doll is used to bless one's home. It can be used for fertility. But if you aren't looking for fertility in a human productivity, generativity way where you're actually having offspring, creativity is a form of fertility, fertility for gardens and in one's life. Bridey doll, Bridey bed, Bridey bless this homestead, Bridey doll, Bridey bed, Bridey bless this homestead, Bridey doll, Bridey bed, Bridey bless this homestead. So enchanting it, looking at the image of a Bridey doll, letting that power of thought and image flow in you and around you and extend throughout the whole area of your home. And we give thanks to Bridget in her Bridey doll form. Bless us with fertility and prosperity. So be it. Well, we have connected with Bridget in so many different ways. Yes, there's Bridget of the Sacred Oak, and I work with a golden acorn as one of my ways of connecting with her. Bridget of the land. I have a special bit of land here in the form of a rock that I connect and meditate with her on that. Bridget of the forge. If you're a smith, well, you can call on her to bless your forge, and actually hitting the anvil in rhythmic ways is a way of invoking her and meditating with her as you craft things. These are just some of the ways of being able to work with Bridget invocations and meditations. And in conclusion, a chant. Bridget, we give thanks. Bridget, we give thanks. Bridget, we give thanks. Bridget. Bright Bridget Blessings. Thank you all who have joined me live on our internet radio station, CSNP. Thanks to all of you who have joined me live on my Selena Fox updates page. I invite you to go to the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel as well as the Selena Fox YouTube channel. Like, subscribe. You'll find some additional Bridget material there. And at the Circle Sanctuary website, under Celebrating the Seasons, you'll find some more Bridget information there. And more podcasts are yet to come. Well, may you have a wonderful evening, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are when you are tuning into this. Thanks to our podcasting team. Thanks to Circle Sanctuary. Thanks to all of you for your support. And, of course, thanks to Bridget, as one and as many. Continue to be in us and with us. Guide us as we deepen our relationship with Bridget and celebrate her sacred time and celebrate her throughout the year. Bright Bridget blessings.
Goddess Bridget, peace weaver, healer, poet queen, melt the snow and bring the spring. Saint Bridget, goldbender, keeper of the flame, blessed Imbolc, we sing your name. We sing your name, we sing your name, we sing your name.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. and please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.